Over the top of it.
Uh-huh. That little bunch that grows up there?
I don't know what to call it.
Do you ever hear a tassel or tassel?
I believe he was saying, but I don't know what they were talking about.
You've heard him say what?
Tossing and tackle, something like that.
What's a little yellow crooked neck vegetable?
Who?
What's a yellow crooked neck vegetable?
That's a squash.
What do you call the white flat kind of squash?
Oh, I just call all them squash. That's all I do.
Okay. And what's something you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Well, there's so many things. Make a peach pie, apple pie.
What's the big orange thing?
Maybe that's a cobbler like. Peach cobbler, pumpkin pie, and all them kind of things.
What different kinds of melons do people get around here?
Melons?
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but watermelon, that's all I know.
Are there different kinds of watermelons?
Well, they say they got the yellow meat and the red meat, and I don't know that. I'm talking about it's red, but I just don't see the yellow meat. They say they got yellow meat, and I don't know.
Uh-huh. What other kinds of melons besides watermelons are there?
I don't know anymore. No watermelons. That's mushroom. That's not instead of melon. She said melon. She said no mushroom. Mushmelon. It's called a mushmelon.
What's a mushmelon?
I don't know. I never bought. I never bought a watermelon cantaloupe. That's all I ever bought.
Is a mushmelon different from a cantaloupe?
I don't know. It might be. I never bought no mushmelon.
What's another name? You mentioned a mushroom. What's another name for a mushroom? Mushroom. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Did you ever hear frog vent or toadstool or anything like that? I don't remember. And what do people smoke? Hmm? What do people smoke? Cigarettes. Cigars. Huh? Cigarettes and cigars. Okay. Any slang names for cigarettes?
I don't know.
And someone offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but you didn't want to accept the favor. You'd say, you don't want to feel like you owe them something then. You'd say, I don't want to feel what?
I don't want to feel like I need you to do it. I can do it.
Okay. Did you ever say, I don't want to feel obligated or beholden?
No.
And if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you'd say, sure, I can.
Yeah, sure, I can do it.
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, I'd like to, but I just
can't.
And if you just refuse to do it, you'd say, no, why? They say, will you do it? And you say, no, why?
No, I can't.
Or you can, but you just refuse. You'd say, no, why?
No, I don't want to.
And you'd say, in a situation like that, a person, what to be careful? A person... He's saying a dangerous situation, a person, what, be more careful.
Be more careful.
Uh-huh. Well.
Where they're going, what they're going to do.
Okay.
Be careful.
You tell a child you're not doing what you...
What you should do.
What's another way of saying should do? You're not doing what you...
What you ought to do.
And if a child got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he...
Something he had no right to do.
Okay, or something he... Using the word ought, you say, he did something he...
If he got a whipping about it,
uh-huh.
Something he didn't have to do.
Okay. Did you ever say he oughtn't to have done, or ought not to have done, or had not have done?
Uh-huh.
How would you say that?
Well, he ought not to do it.
Okay. And a child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you...
I bet you will.
And if you had done something that was hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you,